I'm Shelley Irwin. Every month, we put the spotlight on the senior. We'll call you the most experienced. You're the ones full of knowledge, so listen up. And we certainly talk about the topic on more than just once a month. But thanks to the Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan, we put the spotlight specifically to you. Today's conversation is about the Community Food Club, how it got started, and how we can get involved. Doing the introductions, Kendra Valkama, Assistant Program Manager with Community Food Club of Grand Rapids. Good morning to you, Kendra.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. David Jacobs, good to have you back in the house. Chairperson, Community Food Club Board of Directors.
Good morning to you, Shelley.
Yes.
Thank you.
Kendra, tell me about you.
I am the Assistant Program Manager at the Community Food Club, and in my role, I have the privilege of working really closely with our day-to-day operations, as well as getting all of the wonderful volunteers who work at the food club. So I get to recruit, train, and work really closely with our team of volunteers who we rely on every single day to make the food club run.
Was this your direction in life?
This was not my exact direction in life. I actually studied psychology and sociology in school, which we always like to say kind of can take you anywhere, and just kind of ended up here. I grew up in Holland, Michigan, after living in Grand Rapids for a year before I joined the food club. But I've always been really passionate about food security and about building up the communities in Grand Rapids.
Great. Thank you. David Jacobs, welcome back to you. Tell me how life has been for the Jacobs family.
Oh, it's been great. I'm a retired social worker and retired about a year and a half ago. But at that time already, a group of almost about a half a dozen of us, several executive directors in town, had been developing and this community food club and got it off the ground. And since I retired a year and a half ago, I just really enjoy staying involved with this group of people.
Let's talk about this group, Community Food Club. What is it, Kendra?
So the Community Food Club is essentially a grocery store. When you walk in, we look like a small grocery store, and we were really modeled after a store like Costco or Sam's Club, where you can kind of see a different selection every day, every week. And we serve exclusively lower-income households in the Kent County area. When you walk in, you'll find a lot of the same items that you would find in a grocery store. You're going to find things like eggs, milk, cheeses, meats, all those things you need to make a well-rounded meal, a lot of shelf-stable goods, as well as plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. And members can join the food club as long as they meet an income requirement. So we serve households who are at 200% or below the federal poverty level for their household size. And if they meet that requirement, all of our members, regardless of household size, pay a $10 fee for a 30-day membership. And then how members can shop is we actually assign all of our members a point amount based on their household size. They use those points then to shop for food. So members can pick up, for example, a box of cereal for 2 points, a bag of oranges for 1 point. And it's really up to them how they spend their points and how they decide to take their groceries and what they decide to get for themselves and their families.
Where are you located?
We're located in the Home Repair Services Building at 1100 South Division Avenue. That's just on South Division, just north of Hall Street. We've been open now for about 2.5 years, and we're in a part of the building that used to be the old Builders Abundance Program.
Tell me more about the goal. What is the goal of the Community Food Club?
Essentially, I think we are trying to have an impact on food insecurity, on the problem of people living without enough nutrition in their lives in Kent County. But we're trying to do that in a way that allows them the dignity of being partners with us, of being engaged with us, of actually contributing toward the cost of this, but making sure that it's just very, very affordable, but also very healthy.
Tell me more, Kendra, if you would, the food items that members will find. I understand eggs, milk, and meat are a staple.
Yeah, so we always carry kind of those staple items that you would need as your meal planning for the week. We carry eggs, milk, meats, cheeses. We always have at least 2 fresh fruits and 2 fresh vegetables at the store, which is something we're really proud of. And during the good growing seasons here in Michigan, we often get big donations of apples and squashes, all sorts of things through our partnership with Feeding America of West Michigan. And members can also come in and shop for all those things you need to fill up your pantry items like canned fruits and vegetables, beans, rice, baby food, things that you really need to make a well-rounded meal.
So I'm going to ask how you gather these materials. Do you look for volunteers to assist?
We certainly do. So we have a small staff team at the food club. We like to call ourselves small but mighty. And then we have a very large volunteer corps who helps us out every single day. We're open Mondays through Fridays from 10 to 5 and Saturdays from 10 to 2. And during those operating hours, our goal is to have several volunteers out on the store floor helping us with things like stocking our shelves, keeping our coolers nice and full, cleaning the store. And then members are also often greeted by a volunteer. So a volunteer is at the front desk to greet them, check them in, make sure they know where their membership is at. And then volunteers also run our checkout stations. So they're kind of that cashier person that will help a member check out all their groceries, bag their groceries. So members are just such an integral part to every single day at the food club.
And I trust, as with many volunteer opportunities, when there's a commitment, there's a training period and more.
There sure is. Our volunteer opportunities are really great for anyone sort of in any season of life. Our store is open 6 days a week, like I mentioned, and volunteers can get in touch with me. My email is listed on the Community Food Club website, which is communityfoodclubgr.org, and they can get in touch with me. Our phone number is also listed on that site. Our phone number is 616-288-5550. And before volunteers begin volunteering, I like to just have them come into the store for about a 1 hour volunteer orientation where I get to meet them and we kind of walk around the store. They get to check out all the different volunteer roles, and then they can kind of see what might be the best fit for themselves. Some people really want to talk to people all day long, so they might be a great person to run the checkout. Other people might want to be on their feet moving a lot, so they'd be a great person to stock the shelves. And so volunteers can decide what role might fit best for them. They can sign up for just an hour, or they can sign up for a half a day. So it's a great fit whether you're a student in school, if you're a retiree, if you're someone with kids in school during the day. We have volunteers from all walks of life.
Awesome. Remind me again the process for becoming a member.
Well, because we were started as a partnership of several organizations, different organizations took different pieces of the responsibility. For example, Home Repair Services is in charge of the building. Feeding America helps us acquire most of our food. The Salvation Army is another organization that contributed to the beginning of this, and they took on the task of screening members. So the process to apply for membership is simply to make contact with, go down to the Salvation Army Social Services office at Fuller and Fulton and apply for the food club. That way we have it helps us keep costs down at the food club itself, so that is one of the roles that the Salvation Army contributes, is to screen the members.
Is there a limit to the number of members you can accommodate?
Well, it's not unlimited. Yes. And that simply has to do with budget. It costs us about $40 per member per month. Mm-hmm. Right now we're serving 1,000 members a month, and we're really proud of that. And in fact, we know that we are distributing about $1 million worth of food a year. Now, of course, we don't pay anywhere near that for that, but right. We do pay $40. It costs us about $40 per member per month. We're doing our best to keep up with the demand, and we are willing to accept referrals for senior citizens from all of the senior millage agencies, and we're keeping up.
Kendra, are you touching lives?
I absolutely believe that we're touching lives. One thing that makes the food club so unique is just the sense of community that everyone feels when they walk through our doors, whether it's us as staff, our volunteers, and our members. The food club is a place where You get to do the things that a lot of us, I think, take for granted. You get to do your grocery shopping and add things to your cart and pick out the food you're going to eat. But for many people who are struggling from low-income households, that's something not to be taken for granted. And to have that sense of choice and dignity restored at the food club is something that I think is really important and really a valuable part of Kent County.
Again, it's nice to have the eggs, milk.
Yes. Yes.
Meat and more, but to have the fresh fruit is nice.
And, you know, we're really proud of the fact that just about a third of the food that goes out those doors is fruits and vegetables. And we're just really, we didn't expect that. And it's really encouraging for all of us that work there.
One more time, best way to find out more information?
Through our website is a great way to find out more information. You can go to communityfoodclubgr.org, and you can have both Dave's emails listed and my emails listed there. And you can also feel free to call the store during our operational hours, which are, again, Mondays through Fridays from 10 to 5 and Saturdays from 10 to 2. Our number is 616-288-5550, and we are often pretty busy. We're running around a lot, so if we don't pick up right away and we don't get your message, please feel free to call us again. We really want to get in touch with you.
We want you busy. Thank you all.